Page 570. We're up to page 570. Siman Tov Chaf Dalit. We finish the siman only one seif. We've concluded the siman, but we are still in the middle of the dirshus. Number 5. Okay, we're on the left side. You need the other Mishnah, but you can get all confused.
What, they need this one?
Yeah.
This is a better one?
I mean, for what we are doing, you don't have that in that Mishnah Berurah. Okay, number 5. Let's finish up a few more of these dirshus and go on to Rosh Chodesh Shechalias B'Shabbos. So number 5 is referring to what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. If a person forgot...
Can I just get...
Yes, don't worry.
This other one, what page do I look to know where you're starting?
Page 570.
570, opposite 570.
Okay, number 5 is going back on... We're still in the middle of eating.
70, I didn't get to eat yet.
Stop it, only up to 496.
Turn faster.
Okay, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, the boss has cholas hasuda aslin on shayyab Rosh Chodesh. When a person begins to eat, he eats a suda on Rosh Chodesh, and then it gets dark. Do you say in the Shema, in the Birchas Hamazon, Yale v'yava? So the answer is yes. The words in the Mishnah Berurah are that tzarich lahaskir shal Rosh Chodesh beBirchas Hamazon. The boss has cholas. Let me take a line back. In Beirach Li'achas Shiyotzer Rosh Chodesh, you started the meal on Rosh Chodesh, and you're benching in the evening after Rosh Chodesh is over. Ditzorich Lahazkir Shal Rosh Chodesh B'Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because the benching depends on the Haschola. The Basar Haschola Sasuda Azlinan Shahoya B'Rosh Chodesh. But remember, we learned in the Mishnah that's only true when you did not yet daven Ma'ariv in the middle. If you daven Ma'ariv in the middle, then everything changes. Assuming you did not daven Ma'ariv in the middle, and you started on Rosh Chodesh, and your meal extended into the evening, you recite Yale V'Yavo, because everything depends on the Haschola. Number 5 on the left side. How much must one eat that it should be considered the meal has begun during the day? You must eat at least a kezayis of pas during day, during Rosh Chodesh, so you can continue to say Yale V'Yavo. The Heir Hagodim Shom Zalman Arbach. That not only must you eat the kezayis must be eaten within 9 minutes. You just nibble away at a piece of food, that's not enough. You must eat the kezayis between 2 and 9 minutes, different opinions, in order that it should be considered the meal has begun on Rosh Chodesh, and then you can say Yale V'Yavo, even though you conclude your meal in the evening. What happens if the meal extends many hours into the evening? So, cause Shulchan Aruch Harav linyan to the Shabbos Lidin linyan Rosh Chodesh sheyesh lahasker esmein hamo'ira b'motzei Shabbos. It doesn't matter, even though the meal is going way into the. Can you imagine? You start eating Shalosh Shuris. Maybe by Chassidim they do this. I don't know what goes on, but if you start eating Shalosh Shuris right before the sun sets, and your Shalosh Shuris goes, it's already 3 in the morning, and you still did not bench, you're nibbling away, so there's no Shaila of equal, you're still nibbling away all the way until Mitzvah Shabbos, you can still say Yale V'Yavah Shekos Afil Nimshach Zman Rab Alay L'Mi'iduch. However, not everyone agrees with this. It's always Chiluk Adios. Then we turn to the back, page 46.
Being kosher.
46 on the bottom.
46.
There, Hatef. Got it?
Yeah.
46. Turn it all the way to the back.
All the way to the back.
Still
practically the last page.
On the bottom. So he disagrees. They always look at this. Okay, so the Ber Hatev says that if a person 72 minutes pass, the equal is 72 minutes pass since the time the person ate his kezayis from Shabbos, then you no longer can say or itsay. He disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. Then he goes on to say, "Vishal shuvus shevet Levi kosav." He showed you right there. If you don't have the place, do not worry. You just can listen. I'll explain it. The bottom line is he paskins is not like the berhetiv halacha l'maisa. Even though let's look at this. So the shaila is a person begins to eat his shalashudus right before the sun sets, and he has not yet benched, and it's now already 3 o'clock in the morning. It's much past k'day equal. So they are really chiluke deos. If you can still say yalav yavav, you can say ritzay. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can always say ritzay, being that you have started on Shabbos, or in our case Rosh Chodesh, you can always say ritzay. There's another opinion. However, we don't pass like that other opinion. Next, vim hoyil hapach, a little way around. Shischilechol be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Someone mentioned this. Let's think all the way around. Let's say you started to eat erev Rosh Chodesh. V'siyam achilas be'erev Chodesh. The other way around. You started to eat when it's not Rosh Chodesh, and you conclude your meal when it's Rosh Chodesh. V'vur le'el shetzorich loyma yalav yav shakol ma shenechlegu im sham haynu im rak hischilechol be'erev Rosh Chodesh shachal b'shabbes v'nimshachos. Sudaso l'soich Rosh Chodesh, hoy milvad haskaras Rosh Chodesh, olav lahaskir gam es haShabbos. V'oyven ze mashmal el sh'af im ochal b'Rosh Chodesh rak me'at. Tzorich loyma yalav yavo. So he's saying a very big chiddush that if you start eating before Rosh Chodesh, when it's erev Rosh Chodesh, and your meal extends into the evening, and the evening is Rosh Chodesh, here you don't follow the Haskalah. You only follow the Haskalah to add, not to detract. Here, when you're going to follow, you go into the evening, and the evening is going to be Rosh Chodesh, here you can recite Yale V'yavo in the evening. Next paragraph. When you ate in Rosh Chodesh and you bring a bracha after Rosh Chodesh, let's go back to the original case. The original case was when you started to eat on Rosh Chodesh and you concluded the meal after Rosh Chodesh. And we have learned that in this situation we follow the Haskalah. Therefore, you are required to say Yalev Yavo, the taste that we mentioned before. But guess what happened? You forgot to say Yalev Yavo. And you remember that you forgot to say Yalev Yavo before you said the Bracha HaToyva HaMetiv. So what would you normally do in the normal situation? You would say the extra Bracha, the Pehle Bracha, Baruch HaToh HaShem HaKinim HaLechol Masher Nosan, Rosh Chodoshim, Lemoadim. You say that extra bracha that we mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, special bracha, Sher Nosan Roshe Chadoshim Li'amo Yisrael Lezikaro. So here the shayla is, maybe in this case, it's a bracha levatala. Remember, well, let's review the case. You started your meal on Rosh Chodesh, right before the sun set. The Suda extended way into the evening. And the evening is not Rosh Chodesh. You comes to bench. Do you recite Yalev Yavo? So we learned the answer is definitely yes. We go basa the haskalah, even if your meal extended way into the evening. You go basa the haskalah. So now you're benching and you have a kavana to say Yalev Yavo, but you forget and you said Uvenei Yerushalayim Yakodesh Mimher Vimein Baruch Ato Hashem Borei Verachmav Yerushalayim Amen, and you realize you have not yet said Yalev Yavo. So what would you normally do if this was a Rosh Chodesh? You would now add in the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenosan Rosh Chodoshim Li'amo Yisrael Lezikaron. That's what you would do. As long as you have not yet started the bracha V'atoyva Meitiv, here's a time to add in the extra bracha.
Can you get another chance when you say Harachamun?
No, Harachamun is only for Al Hanisim. No chance. The only chance you have is to add the bracha before you say Al Hanisim. So now here is our shaila. Maybe this halacha, when you can make an extra bracha with Shem Malchus, is only when you forget Yalav Yavo and it's Mamish Bo Bayom. It's Rosh Chodesh. But since this whole situation is very unique, it's very weird, it's very strange, because because you are really now not in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has passed. You're in the evening, and the evening is not Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalav Yavo. Maybe this that we allowed you to say Yalav Yavo was just a leniency, was just a very weak halacha, but to go so far now when you forget Yalav Yavo to add in a special bracha, maybe that's going too far. It's a very interesting question. So here he says, it's the third paragraph. The third paragraph from the bottom, on the right side on the bottom, if you don't have it, don't worry, just listen. It doesn't matter. You can still make the whole bracha of Shema Malchus. She doesn't beloy Shema Malchus. So here you cannot say Hashem's name. Kevan she shochanor sham loy hichvi bedin ze v'gam beglal asav v'kasa she shat shakovei bedin ze hu tchila sasuda she shochanor leel kasa v'shmishachal be'erev Shabbos uvarech v'Shabbos tzorch le'maritzei. So it's not so simple. Basically, because since you really are now in a different time period, so maybe we should not consider you to be part of the past time period, all the way to the degree where we allow you to make a bracha with Shema Malchus. Okay, next question. Let's say the Suda goes all the way until Bein Hashmashos. Same exact Shaila. But when you are benching, you're not benching when it's already evening. You're benching during the time period of Bein Hashmashos. And you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. You have not yet said Hatoyva Hametiv. And you want to add in Bracha, the Bracha Asher Nosan, Roshei Chodoshim. Can you add that Bracha during the time of Bein Hashmashos? So Shagam Bein Hashmashos Kvar Lo Yoma Brocha Zo B'Shem Malchus. The answer is, according to this opinion, even during Bein Hashmashos the Tzasar Miiduch Das Agunim Shem Agrees Mibrisk B'Shem Ovi Agunim Abchaim Linyin Bein Hashmashos Shal Shabbos Shemidin Tosef Shabbos Yochol Avarach Brocha Zo B'Shem Malchus. He disagrees. So look at this. Let's review the rules. The rules are, here's the Shaila. Inshin Shaila. Let's take away one Inshin Shaila. The basic rule is, if you start your Suda during the day, and during the day is Rosh Chodesh, and the following evening is not Rosh Chodesh, and you're benching in the evening, are you required to say Yalav Yavo? Yes. Why are you required to say Yalav Yavo? Because Hakol Hoylech Achar Haschola. We follow the beginning, and since you ate a kazayis of pas when it was Rosh Chodesh, that is Koveya. This Su'udah is a Su'udah Rosh Chodesh, and when you bench later in the evening, you do recite Yalav Yavo. But that's not absolute. L'may nafkamina, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, and you've concluded the bracha of Uvnei Yerushalayim, and you have not yet said the bracha Atoyv HaMetiv, so under normal circumstances, at this point in time, you would say the extra bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Roshei Chodoshim Li'am Yisrael Zikaron. So here, if it's already Vaday Laila, you cannot say it with Shem Malchus. Just say at this point in time, Baruch Shenosan Roshei Chodoshim Li'am Yisrael Zikaron. Do not say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. But if it's Bein Hashmashos, it's not Yid Vaday Laila, it's only Bein Hashmashos between Rosh Chodesh and not Rosh Chodesh, then there are different opinions. One opinion says you can still say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Well, I take that back, it's only by Shabbos. He won't say it's only by Shabbos. Another opinion says you should not say Rosh Chodesh. It's not Shabbos, only Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, the only reason why you can say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is because there's Tosef Shabbos. And Tosef Shabbos will give the Bein Hashmashos more Kedusha. But Rosh Chodesh, there's no such thing as Tosef Rosh Chodesh. So seemingly seems to say that you cannot do this on Rosh Chodesh. You would not be able to say the Baruch Atah Malchus once you've already got past sunset and you are in the time of Bein Hashmashos.
You can't get any credit for the Harachamon.
No. No, no.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's not going to help. No. It's not a real...
That's nothing.
In other words, isn't it easier to say this than to argue with Hashem, without Hashem?
It has to be done kehalacha. The halacha has its set of rules. The halacha is that you can make a special bracha in between the Bnei Yerushalayim and the fourth bracha. Once you finish the fourth bracha, the harachamon is not...
The purpose of these harachamon?
Because the purpose of their bakoshos b'shas mitzvah. When you finish the fourth bracha, al yechas reinu, benching is over. It's over. Now you have just done... Now the reason why you now say the harachamon is because the same reason you see today in modern times, when you go to a wedding, they're handing out pamphlets of tefillos and bakashos, and they ask you to submit names, and they're doing all these things. Why are they doing all this? Because there's an Eis Ratzon. It's a time of divine favor. Something very special is happening. Someone's getting married. Why is it an Eis Ratzon? It's not really clear, because according to some opinions, it's not even a mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is having children. It's not necessarily, it's Hechsher mitzvah, but nevertheless, it's a time of divine favor, and at a time of divine favor, it's a very good time to be mispal. Like, you go to the Kaisel, you can daven on the subway, but why do people go to the Kaisel? For some reason, by the Kaisel, there's more of a higher degree of hashras hashchina by the Kaisel. More so than sitting on the Q train. There's a lesser degree of hashras hashchina on the Q train than there is by the Kaisel. In Mela, you go to the Kaisel and you daven there with more kavana. At a time of a chasna, so there's a time of divine favor. When you finish benching, you've done something that is so great, so amazing, so remarkable. It's a time of divine favor, and therefore now is the time to make all of your requests, harachamon, all the long list of their harachamons, yes, the guests, and bakashos, all the various bakashos. That's why you say the harachamons. But it's not part of the benching. You want to make a part of the benching, ask me before you say the bracha v'atayi v'hameitev. Okay, we have one more number. Number six. V'tam hadavar she'tzrichu shir goygeres. You don't need it. You know, number page 46 on the bottom, number 6. What is he referring to? If we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, just refer you back to the Mishnah Berurah says, once you daven, if you have begun your su'udah when it's Rosh Chodesh, and your su'udah has extended into the evening, and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, you can still say Yalav Yavo. But if in the middle of your meal you get up to daven Ma'ariv, and in your Ma'ariv you omit Yalav Yavo, you have made a statement, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, now you no longer recite Yalav Yavo in your Birchas HaMosen. What's the source for this halacha number 6? Mekor Dina Shalom Agin Avraham Hu B'Shalshus Maril Shekasav Keilin Amiras Al HaNisim BeBirchas HaMosen Shebesudas Purim. Because we have the same thing there when it comes to saying Al HaNisim by Purim. And there we say Al HaNisim in No Dilcha in the second bracha. Let's say your Suda extends into this really happens. If your Sudas Purim extends into the evening, so you do, since the Suda has begun on Purim, you recite Al Hanisim. Let's say in the middle of your Sudas Purim that is extended, you daven Ma'arif, and the Ma'arif you don't say Al Hanisim. Now you can no longer say Al Hanisim. That definitely something which can definitely happen. So with borrowing what we know by Purim, we're borrowing the same halacha for Rosh Chodesh. So he points out, even though what we're applying here to Rosh Chodesh is absolute, there's no one that disagrees. Once you daven Ma'ariv, it's over, it's curtains, no more can you say. And the whole source comes from what the Magen Avraham says by Purim. You should be aware that by Purim it's not so simple. Why is it not so simple? Because I assume it's Shushan Purim. I'm assuming the reason why he's saying that Purim may be a little bit different is because Shushan Purim to some degree has even though we don't observe Shushan Purim, it's observed only in the Yerushalayim and the Sids of a wolf from time of Yishua Benun, but it's a semi-holiday. We don't say Tachnon. So there it may very well be that even if you have Davin Marv in between your Suda and Birchas HaMazon, and in your Marv you have not said Al HaNisim, it would not be the end of the world if you would say Al HaNisim in your Suda, because it's still Shushan Purim, and your Suda did actually begin on Purim itself. So there are two opinions. The Magen Avraham says no, it doesn't make a difference. You've davened Marv, it's over, do not say Al HaNisim. But one thing is clear, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, and the second day of the month has no significance as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, less man the Pollock. There is no one that disagrees. Once you daven Marif the night after Rosh Chodesh and before benching, you can no longer say Yale V'yavo. And Purim, he brings down that you're getting yourself into a big headache. If you daven Marif in the middle of your meal, if your meal, your Sudas Purim extends into the evening, and now you want to daven Marif, you are getting yourself into a very big problem in halacha, because there are two opinions in this matter. It's Shushan Purim, what to do, and it's a hefsek. If you're not mechuyif to say Al HaNisim, you can't be machnir, because if you're not supposed to say Al HaNisim, so you're saying Al HaNisim in the second bracha. That's a hefsek. So which opinion do you follow? So the chora, bottom line is you would follow the opinion that you don't do it. You don't say Al HaNisim. You shouldn't say Al HaNisim. Maybe you're okay, because it will be a suffix of a hefsek, and that's how we pass by Rosh Chodesh. But ideally, not to put yourself in this situation would be to daven Marif after benching. Okay, let's now go back to page New Halachas, page 570. The laws of Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Arvis Shachar Suminichon Mispal Sheva Baruch Sheva V'Yoyma Yala V'Yoyma Be'avoid. Where do you say this is sugi in the Gemara? We take it for granted because we're so used to what we do in halacha. When you go back to the sources, you saw everything is not so simple. We say Yal V'Yavo. Where do we say Yal V'Yavo on Shabbos, Friday night? We say it in Ritzei. Ritzei is the bracha of Avoda. After you would say, after, in the middle of before you say Vesech HaZen and Einu B'Shuvach HaLetzion B'Rachamim, we insert the Yal V'Yavo. We do not make it into a separate bracha. So in Rosh Chodesh, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Arvis, Shachos HaMincha, Mispal L'Sheva, there are total seven brachas. Because the first three, Avos, Tchias HaMesim Kadosh, and the last three is Avoda, Ritzei, Modim, and then Sim Shalom, those are total of 6, 3 plus 3. In the middle of Bracha Shabbos, Yismach Moshe, or Ato Kidashta, or Ato Echa, that's the middle of Bracha. And in that middle of Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You know, we just say Mekadesh HaShabbos, but we do not add in the middle bracha any mention of Rosh Chodesh. We add a mention of Rosh Chodesh, we don't make it a separate bracha either. We put in the bracha of Ritzei. Period. Umoitzian b'shnei sifarim. How many sifar Torah do we have on Shabbos? Two sifarim. V'kar b'yishoyin ha-shiva b'sed hayam. We read the first sefer Torah, the seven aliyos. U'v'sheini kare maftir u'v'yoyim ha-shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. We get a bonus. Because really, all Yishtushalein on Rosh Chodesh, you only have to lay one aliyah. B'shleim during the weekday, when Rosh Chodesh during the week, then you have to have four aliyos. So four aliyos in the parish of Rosh Chodesh is only five psukim. And you need to have four aliyos. So there's no way in the world you're going to have only five aliyos, four aliyos from five psukim. So you got to go backwards. Going backwards requires us to go back to the Talmud and to the Yom HaShabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you're only going to lay in one aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. So what would you do if you were writing the Shulchan Aruch? What would you do? You would give the maftir uvarosh echad sheichem. Yeah, what do we do? We go back to psukim and we give the maftir uviyoyim hashabbos. Why? So the truth is the other way around. Yes, we ask a better question. Every single Shabbos, we should take out two sefer Torah. We should take out a sefer Torah for the parsha Shavua and another sefer Torah for Yom HaShabbos. So we should do. Really, so we would have done. And the only reason why we don't is only two psukim. Only two psukim. But now on Rosh Chodesh, we're anyway, we're taking out a second sefer Torah to read Rosh Chodesh, and we don't have to be goyalom. There's no tircha ditzibur because the two psukim are right before. So you gain the incredible benefit of laning uviyoyim HaShabbos. And so this is something that people don't appreciate. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, you're getting something that you really... That's you really should have every Shabbos. You're getting the blessing of learning the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos. We mentioned a few times that it's a very strange thing that we have a musa for the Shalosh Regalim, and we have a musa for Shabbos, Tikanta Shabbos, and they're very different. And yet, when Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, the Musa becomes Ato Yotzarta, and Ato Yotzarta is almost identical after the first two lines to the Musaf of the Shalosh Regalim. What does that tell us? That when you Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, it's not just a Shabbos plus. It's a whole different type of Shabbos. It's a moed. When Shabbos coincides with Chodesh, it turns into mamish a yom tif. And that's from the Nusach. But in addition to that idea that it's a yom tif, you're also gaining this something of learning the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos, which really you should have had every single Shabbos. Let's see. The second sentence you read, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Mishnah Brura, the Einoi Maskir. First, Mishnah Brura says, you're not Maskir Shabbos by Yalev Yavo. I skipped that line by mistake. I'm sorry. That when you say the Yalev Yavo Biyoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, you don't say Biyoim HaShabbos Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Rosh Chodesh is very protective. Don't butt in. When it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is very generous. Come into my Shemona Esrei, I'll give you the maftir. Shabbos is a very gracious host. You would think that Rosh Chodesh should reciprocate. When Rosh Chodesh, no, we're going to say Yalav, so once we're saying Yalav Yavo, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You were very kind, you gave me the Musaf. Look what Shabbos did for Rosh. My father used to give a draw, he said, yeah, one of his classical draws used to talk about how Shabbos is so gracious. When Rosh Chodesh comes, Shabbos says, you could have the Musaf, you could have the Haftarah, you could have the Maftir. It comes Yom Tov. There's a whole sequence of different things. It's very, very gracious. So you would think that Rosh Chodesh at least should reciprocate a little bit. When you say the Yalav Yavo, say, what's so hard? Another word? No. Exclusive. It's protective of its own domain. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Shari Kvar, why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't get upset, it's not a Rosh Chodesh's fault. Shari Kvar, Hizkir Shabbos, Bebrocha Revius. It's a Hefsek. You already said it. What do you want? You already gave Shabbos had a bracha to Mekadesh HaShabbos. So Shabbos already got a whole bracha. So now, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, let's give it. It's a little Yalav Yava. Shiva, let's read a little more good version in a moment. You read Shiva, as we say, you read seven aliyahs in the Seder Hayoim. Telachatchila, Ein Maftir, Oil, Lemay, Shiva. That Kilel B'Sim Reish Pei Beis Sivdala. This is a sugi in and of itself. The truth is, we're very machmir today. We have really eight aliyos. Even in the Rabbi Bergman, they really have hasafas.
No
hasafas. Awesome. Ever have a hasafa? Did you have a hasafa? Never happened. How about Rabbi Garfinkel? Have a hasafas? Never.
Never happened.
We don't have simchas.
We have simchas.
You would have a simcha. Would you have a hasafas?
No.
Flexible.
How about you? What are the rules? Some shuls, they're looking to make us a what?
No, they don't make
Hasidic shuls do it.
They don't make us suffers.
Mostly Hasidic
shuls. Hasidic shuls do it.
So L'chatchila, we have seven aliyahs. If you really want to be Makatzer, you don't have to have an eighth aliyah. You can go out and get out of shul 3 minutes earlier. You don't have to have the last aliyah. Is the maftir. The one that reads the haftarah is the one that gets the last, the seventh aliyah.
Which aliyah did you eliminate?
The eighth. The maftir.
Individual one.
The maftir. We have seven. Then we read over the last couple of psukim again. Nachamo. Why do we have to do that?
Shvi would be the maftir.
Yes, shvi is technically in the Gemara. This is a new minuk. This is a modern thing. We have to learn the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. But this is a modern minuk to give an eighth aliyah as to designate it solely as the maftir. So you think so? So you therefore will mind afkamina. If you're in such a shul, it could be that even if you're in such a community where they only have exactly seven aliyahs, you would lane only six aliyahs for the parsha. You're taking out two Sefer Torah that day. So one first Chodesh. So in the first Sefer Torah, you only lane six aliyahs, Hagba Galila, and then take out the second Sefer Torah, and you lane maftir in the second. So we do this. When do we do this? Three Sefer Torah. Whenever you have three Sefer Torah, we only lane in the first Sefer Torah six aliyahs. And then the second Sefer Torah is number seven, and then we have the maftir. So this Noyel HaLamai is just going to point out that the only reason why, that's what the Mechaber is telling you, is very, very, hidden way. Telling you a chiddush. What did it say here in the Mechaber? You take out two Sefer Torah, according to Rishon, Shiva. Seven? Really? Why seven? Lane in the first Sefer Torah, six. And take out the second Sefer Torah and lane one. Yeah, that would be true if you only lane from one Sefer Torah a grand total of seven. But that's not our custom. Our custom is to lane in one Sefer Torah, eight. Seven plus one. Therefore, the first Sefer Torah lane will seven, and the second Sefer Torah lane number eight. That's what it's putting over here. Like it's learned back in Chelik Beis of the Mishnah, where Pesim Reish Pei Beis, Lechatchila, Ein Mafter Oilu, Minyan Shiv, Duchadel, Sim Reish Pei Beis, Sivdal. But if you're really running short on time, then you can do it. B'diavad, what?
Where are you going?
I don't know.
This is what's coming up in a week.
Uvesheni Kari, the second you lane, the second Sefer Torah, what do you lane? The second Sefer Torah, you lane after. Manichin Sefer Sheni, Yisla Sefer Zerushan, Vem Chatzi Kaddish, Al Shneem. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that when do you say Kaddish? This is a Sarah, this is really lots of Kriya Satara. You first put the second Sefer Torah in the Bima, and then you say Kaddish. Before you do Hagba Glila, before you do anything, you put down the second Sefer Torah. Now, which side? You put it on the right or the left side?
Second one.
Does anyone know
left
what?
You have room.
Left side.
The left side? The second goes on the left side. Why?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I've seen different. I don't know if there's a hakpada. Maybe there is. I don't know.
You move to the right and put the second one to the left.
You move the first one to the right and second one to the left. Why the left? What's more chashuv, the right or the left?
The first one.
What?
The first one is still.
Depends what gender.
The first one is still open.
The first one is still open, so it deserves the right. It deserves the right. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
It's not right to tell him, hey, move over.
Move over. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. Yes, the Gabbai. I never got a clear answer. Some of them do this way, that way. Some don't know what they're doing. Whatever. Wherever the guy is sitting, he's sitting on this side. He put over here. And the one sitting on this side. I do not know. Maybe it's put down. Let me ask you the off.
Stands on the left too.
But it's for him to check a difference.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
On the left, anyone is
right by the man. You are looking at the man. Doesn't say. Let me ask you. No, it was off the topic. Let me ask you a Shiloh. What about when you have three Sefer Torahs, specifically on Chanukah or on Simchas Torah, when you say Kaddish, how many Sefer Torah are on the table when you say Kaddish?
Number two or number three?
Number two, they were number one.
Number one says,
do you bring number one back to say Kaddish? No. You don't. Pash, this is you don't. However, you should be aware that I was in a shul.
There's no room on the shulchan.
In the Luach, it says you don't. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashma. By Hilchus, by Shabbos, when you have three Sefer Torah, where it's a Shabbos, Shabbos HaChodesh. Shabbos HaChodesh, you can have three Sefer Torah. Parshas HaChodesh, it's possible to have three Sefer Torah, Shabbos Chanukah. In one of those places, the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that you say Kaddish only on two Sefer Torah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would mean, it doesn't say anything about the laws of Simchas Torah, when you have a Simchas Torah, Chosim, you have the Chosim Torah, Chosim Bereishis, the Maftir, you finish laying Chosim Bereishis, right? You finish Chosin Bereshis, and then you first put the second, the third Sefer Torah on the Bima, and then you say Kaddish. So I was in a shul once where there was a person who insisted from his Rebbe, Rav Tovia Goldstein, Zichron Levracha, that you bring back the first Sefer Torah. All three Sefer Torah should be on the table when you say Kaddish. So I told him, I know what you're talking about. The first time, I don't know anything, so I just do whatever he told me to do. Then I got curious for the next year, and I looked in the Luach, and the Luach said clearly you put only two. And then I looked further into the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say two, and I showed it to him. So he didn't believe me. He told me, okay, it must be, that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's what it says in the Luchos on the Mishnah Berurah. But his Rebbe, he made a big deal about this. Rav Tovia Goldstein made a big, big deal about this when he was a Bacha years ago. And this is the way it was done in Europe. And then this person went to the trouble, he brought me a machzor. It's not a riot from a machzor. An old machzor from way back. I don't know, and he showed me the instructions, Simchas Torah, to bring back Sefer Torah number one. All three Sefer Torah should be on the Bima when you say Kaddish. Now, the only reason why I'm telling you this is because the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah has a way of writing. It's tremendous koyach of ksiva. And he writes here, "Uvesheni kari umanichin sefer sheni etzel sefer rishon." You put the second sefer near the rishon. V'yoy mechatzik kadesh al shnehem. What does that mean? Al shnehem. The oymer chatzik kadesh. Period. The Mishnah is not a Gemara. It's not a Gemara. This is not a.
He told you to put both of them.
Make sure there is.
It's not a piece of chumash. He's saying when you say chatzik kadesh after you finish learning, it's because you just learned divrei Torah, and after you learn divrei Torah, so you say kadesh. He sounds like. It's like you're saying Kaddish on the Sifrei Torah. Like it doesn't mean like you say Kaddish on a person who died. Right? A person. Why does he have to say the words Al Shenehem?
Yeah, that's
it. It seems to give a flavor.
You brought both of them together.
The Kaddish is Meyuchad for the honor of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, you finish laning, right? You finish laning the first Sefer Torah. You're going to say now Kaddish. You're going to lane Maftir. And when you finish the Maftir, you're not going to say Kaddish. You're not going to. That's it. It's over. So the only chance that a Sefer Torah is going to get. That it should get a Kaddish on the Sefer Torah is
if you put it down.
Now's the only chance it's going to get. So why do you need that? Who needs it? Why do you have to go take the Sefer Torah from wherever it is, someone's holding it, and bring it, and say the Kaddish on the Sefer Torah?
Maybe that. If you have three, maybe that's the idea.
That would indicate that saying the Kaddish, this is just like something which is like hidden in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, saying the Kaddish after laning, it's not just for the laning. It's not just the Kaddish that was established for Yosam, for someone that doesn't have someone to say Kaddish for. It's a Kaddish that's for the Sefer Torah, for the cover of the Sefer Torah. Therefore, you only can say one Kaddish. You can't say more than one Kaddish. So you have to be makbid to bring the Sefer Torah on the Bima. That expression would seem to indicate that on a day when you have three Sefer Torah, you should bring back the first Sefer Torah. Because if the Kaddish is on the Sefer Torah, so why do you want to embarrass? Why do you want to deny number one, which really got the chunk, which was the main laning from its Kaddish? Bring it back. But it doesn't say that in the Luach, and it doesn't seem to say that in the...
But it says Al Shnehem, not Al Shloshtem.
I'll give you a counter answer the other way. The Sefer Torah, the laning from, would be an embarrassment to pick it up and take it away. The new Sefer Torah, the third one,
yeah.
That you have to bring there to lane. The only choice would be to hold it back and make it on a single Sefer Torah. Nobody says you do.
What would be so terrible if you say Kaddish, and then do Hagbub Galila, and then bring the second Sefer Torah? What's so horrible?
You're bringing the new one that you're going to use for the third Kriya. You're talking about bringing the one...
Let's talk about two. Let's talk about the basic halach of two. You have two Sefer Torah.
Right.
You lay from the first Sefer Torah.
Right.
What would be so terrible if you say Kaddish now, You say Kaddish.
You've never introduced the second Sefer Torah. The second Torah is now going to be used for Kriya.
Okay.
So it would be an embarrassment to take the one that's presently been used, so to speak, and it's going to be hard-wiggly to take it off. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Indian is, okay, this one we're not going to embarrass by taking it off the Bima. The new one we bring into the Bima. Unless you say, no, don't bring the second Sefer Torah up to the Bima yet. We're going to make Kaddish only on the first one. But that doesn't seem to be anybody's day. The whole day is... This one you used already, stay there, bring the second one up, whatever.
You don't want to...
Go ahead, Mr. Lund.
I'm sorry. You don't want to leave the shulchan empty.
You don't want to leave it empty.
So you bring the safe for the second time.
Okay, so that's very nice. Okay, if that's correct, so why didn't the Mishnah say Al Shnehem? I'm just... It's like a Freudian slip in the Chavetz Chaim. He's writing something, he's saying Kaddish, and what's the Kaddish for? But you say the Kaddish Al Shnehem. The Mishnah does not need to say those words. All they can say is, now, you don't want to leave it empty. There's a reason. There's a reason why you should do it like this. But the Kaddish is not for the Sefer Torah. The Kaddish is, this is the Tkufa during the...
He's saying, don't pick up the one that you just used up and say, oh, I'm going to get rid of this one, so to speak, move it off.
Okay.
Leave the Bima with only the new Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
No, leave the first Sefer Torah.
Right.
You just finish, leave that also there. Al Shneim. Don't pick it up.
But it's saying the Oimer Kaddish. Look at his words. Oimer Kaddish Al Shneim.
Don't pick up the one that you just completed the regular Kriya with. And then say the Kaddish on the new one that you just brought to the Bima.
I know, but look, the Oimer Chatzi Kaddish Al Shneim. I just want to point out that it's a very interesting expression. They say Chatzi Kaddish Al Shneim. Listen, one moment, Shabbat, then we'll stop. We'll do. Yeah.
So
that's what I want to point out. But the Mishnah Berurah says for himself.
But there's no point to bringing the third one back. The second one.
No.
Why not?
I just finished reading this one, right?
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah.
Bringing a new one to read, whatever new Kriya I like.
Yeah.
Why would I bring the third one that I read from? There's no purpose to bring it back. Why would I bring it back?
Because what's the... Well, let me ask you a very basic question. What is the purpose of the Kaddish? Why do we say Kaddish? It was established, the Kaddish was established for a Yosam. Period. That's why the Kaddish is there. And at this point, if that's the only reason why we say Kaddish, to give a Yosam an opportunity to say Kaddish, and we do it at this point in Tadavning, so why does the Mishnah Berurah have to write the words?
See, Kaddish is only for the Yosam?
And this particular Chatzi Kaddish was established after Kriya Satara for the Yosam. Period. Now, if that's the only reason, now why then do you? Why then is there a rule that you say the Chatzi Kaddish, you first bring a Sefer Torah, and then you say the Chatzi Kaddish? So I don't know what the reason is. I don't know the reason. So if the Kaddish is completely independent, I don't know what the reason is. But whatever it is, that is, there will be no need for the Mishnah Berurah to say the Oimer Chatzi Kaddish Al Shneim. All you would have to say is the Oimer Chatzi Kaddish. The fact that the Mishnah Berurah just indirectly says Al Shneim seems to indicate that part of the takana of saying Chatzi Kaddish is not just for the Yosef. It's that the Kaddish should go on this Sefer Torah that are being read today. And if that's true, the same thing would apply when there are three Sefer Torah. You should bring back the third Sefer Torah and say the Chatzi Kaddish al shlosha.
Why don't you bring the second Sefer Torah to say?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
So my theory is that you bring it, so you're now going to use it for Kriya.
Okay, so why then does the Mishnah Berurah say the Oimer Chatzi Kaddish al Shneim?
Shouldn't go half, but before you say
I'll pick up tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.